Families of the martyrs of the Tunisian Revolution have come from across the country to demonstrate in front of the military court of Tunis. Parents and lawyers have condemned the liberation of the officers who had shot hundreds of young men and women 3 years ago.
The officers who had killed six martyrs and injured 14 young men have been relaxed. The sentences signal a real danger to the families who are now protesting against the politicization of the case of the martyrs and the wounded of the revolution. The families want the assassins to be held accountable for their crimes.
Angry protesters and human rights activists have called for the extradition of the former dictator Zain El Abidine Ben Ali, who escaped to Saudi Arabia in January 2011.
Ben Ali and his agents should pay for killing Tunisian youths. The extradition of the dictator is a public demand because he is responsible for the death of our martyrs. We will not surrender before the extradition and the judgment of Ben Ali.
Hundreds of parents who lost their children during the revolution say they will never abandon the cause of martyrs and will keep protesting until the condemnation of Ben Ali in Tunisia.
Ben Ali should be brought to Tunisia and sentenced for his horrible crimes. We will never forget that he ordered the killing of our sons.
The Ministry of Defense has refused to comment on the martyrs' cases and pledged the total independence of its courts.
3 years after the revolution in Tunisia, the families of the martyrs denounced the impunity towards the former dictator and his agents, who had killed more than 300 innocent civilians during the popular uprising across the country. Observers say that the extradition of Zine El Abidine Ben Ali remains a public demand in order to give justice to the martyrs. Adin Shawashi, Press TV, Tunis.